Okay, welcome to day 9 on our consecration to Saint Joseph. Today we will be going over noble offspring of David. So before we get started, let's open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Good and loving Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of our blessings and all of the gifts that you've bestowed upon all of us. We thank you for this time together. And we ask that you please send your Holy Spirit to be with us today as we learn more and grow closer to our spiritual Father. And all of this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, we got kind of a cool day lined up here. So let's get started. Day 9. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. He, God, saw to it that Joseph be born of the royal family. He wanted him to be noble, even with earthly nobility. The blood of David, of Solomon, and of all the kings of Judah flows in his veins. St. Peter, Julian, Aimard. In the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, we learn that St. Joseph is of the lineage of the Davidic kings. The Old Testament prophets always taught that the Messiah would come from the Davidic line. Mary, our spiritual mother, was most likely a descendant of King David as well, but her ancestry is not given in the New Testament. Matthew and Luke present the lineage of Joseph because the Davidic ancestry of the Messiah needed to be shown through the father's line. Therefore, Matthew and Luke made a point of emphasizing that even though Jesus is not the biological son of Joseph, he is the son of Joseph by law. As such, Jesus has a legal right to be called a descendant of King David. The espousals between Joseph and Mary are an episode of great importance. Joseph was of the royal line of David and, in virtue of his marriage to Mary, would confer on the son of the Virgin, on God's son, the legal title of Son of David, thus fulfilling the prophecies. Pope Benedict XVI. Saint Joseph was a king of the Holy Family. He was not the king of Nazareth, Israel, or anything like that. Since every man is the king of his home, Saint Joseph was the king of his house. In the home of Nazareth, Saint Joseph was king, Mary was queen, and Jesus was the prince awaiting the kingdom prepared for him by his heavenly Father. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, of course, but God's providential love desires that we acknowledge the kingship of Saint Joseph in the Holy Family. Jesus himself gave us an example of the filial love and reverence we owe to Saint Joseph, our spiritual father. Saint Joseph is a noble lord. Many saints have often lovingly referred to Saint Joseph as their lord. Saint Teresa of Avila was particularly fond of referring to Saint Joseph as her lord. In using this term, no saint intends to claim that Saint Joseph is God. Saint Joseph is not God. Saints sometimes use the term lord when addressing Saint Joseph out of respect, as is done when addressing dignitaries and rulers. Saints are pious and love to express their filial relationship to Mary and Saint Joseph in devotional language. Mary, for example, is called Madonna. Madonna derives from the Latin Mie Domina, that is, my lady, and is the feminine form of Lord. Since God has wanted to obey you, Saint Joseph, allow me to be in your service, to honor you and love you as my Lord and Master, Saint Alphonsus Liguori. The whole church recognizes Saint Joseph as a patron and guardian. For centuries, many different features of his life have caught the attention of believers. That is why, for many years now, I have liked to address him affectionately as our Father and Lord, Saint Jose Maria Escrivia. Referring to Saint Joseph as Lord has biblical foundations as well. Remember Joseph in the Old Testament, the one sold into slavery by his brothers? Well, Joseph's brothers end up calling him their Lord. See Genesis chapter 44, when they encounter him again, and he saves their family from famine. For us, Saint Joseph is more than a brother. He is our noble spiritual father. He is our loving spiritual father and Lord. Noble Saint Joseph, I rejoice that God found you worthy of holding this eminent position whereby, established as the Father of Jesus, you saw the one whose orders heavens, you saw the one whose orders heaven and earth obey, subjecting himself to your authority. Saint Alphonsus Liguori. Now we enter Wonder 5, Just and Reverent Man. Saint Joseph was a just man, a tireless worker, the upright guardian of those entrusted to his care. Saint John Paul II, Son of David. How great is the dignity of that Son of David, Joseph, the husband of Mary. Blessed Gabriel Allegra. How great indeed is the dignity of Saint Joseph. In the litany of Saint Joseph, he is given the title Noble Offspring of David. In some translations, the title is rendered as Renowned Offspring of David. Either way, the meaning is the same. Saint Joseph is a descendant of King David. He, Saint Joseph, was the progeny of the patriarchal, regal, and princely stock according to the direct line. From this, it is evident that the dignity of the patriarchs, kings, and princes terminated in Joseph. Saint Bernardine of Siena. Saint Joseph has the blood of kings. What a noble father Jesus has in Saint Joseph. What a noble father we have in Saint Joseph. Our spiritual father is a descendant of royalty. Saint Joseph is the son of David. The title Son of David is a messianic title. Jesus is called the Son of David 17 times in the New Testament. Unlike Jesus, Saint Joseph is not the Messiah, but he is the only person in the New Testament referred to as the Son of David. Saint Joseph is called the Son of David by the angel of God when he is instructed by the angel not to be afraid and to make Mary and to take Mary into his home. See Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Why does the angel call Saint Joseph the Son of David, especially in light of the fact that it is a title associated with the Messiah? The reason the angel does it is because Saint Joseph needs to be reminded of his royal ancestry at a very crucial moment in salvation history. Saint Joseph had recently discovered that his wife was pregnant, and in his humility, not fully understanding the origin of the child in her womb, he is about to take action by separating himself from her and the child. The angel had to come and remind Saint Joseph of who he was and let him know what role he had been given by God in the coming of the Messiah, lest he walk away from divine mysteries and the vocational call he has been created to fulfill. In other words, God planned for his eternal son to be known by those around him as the son of a man of the house of David. That man was Saint Joseph. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Otherwise, while troubled in mind, you may fail to understand this mystery. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. What you see in her is virtue, not sin. This is not a human fall, but a divine descent. Here is a reward, not guilt. This is an enlargement from heaven, not a detriment to the body. This is not the betrayal of a person. It is the secret of the judge. Here is the victory of him who knows the case, not the penalty of torture. Here is not some man's stealthy deed, but the treasure of God. Here there is a cause not of death, but of life. Therefore, do not be afraid. St. Peter Chrysologus. St. Peter Chrysologus' words are beautiful and thought-provoking. His reflection presumes that St. Joseph was suspicious of Mary's faithfulness, but as we will see in this section, just and reverent man, many other saints provide a much more noble and virtuous explanation for St. Joseph's behavior. These saints hold that St. Joseph was in reverential awe at what was happening in Mary's womb, and he considered himself unworthy to be her husband and the putative father of the child. He never suspected Mary of any wrongdoing whatsoever. On the contrary, St. Joseph knew he was in the presence of a great mystery. Humble and just, he planned to separate himself from Mary quickly in order not to get in the way of divine mysteries. Before he could take action, however, God sent his angel to remind Joseph of his royal lineage, a lineage needed for the Savior to be considered a descendant of David. King David, St. Joseph's royal ancestor, had himself once taken a similar course of action. Considering himself unworthy to have the Ark of the Covenant in his city, King David sent the Ark away. See 2 Samuel chapter 6. For 3 months. To prevent something similar from happening in the marriage of Mary and St. Joseph, the angel reassured St. Joseph that God had chosen him to take the child and his mother into his home. St. Joseph was not to send the ark away. St. Joseph was not to do what King David had done. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. What a day! What a day! Noble offspring of David. Boy, this is a unique day of reflection here, because this is looking into the thought process of Saint Joseph here, where some of these are reflecting on his actions and his mannerisms, his demeanor, his reverence to his wife and obviously Jesus, but this is looking at Saint Joseph from the very noble standpoint, where he not that he did not necessarily feel worthy, but was just trying to process everything that happened here, and the magnitude of this was so great that God had to send an angel to reassure him and calm him and tell him, please don't be afraid to take Mary into your home. And Joseph answered that call. He responded to that and did exactly as the angel had commanded. And I found it interesting in here that the way that the angel addressed Joseph was, in reference to what this day is called, Noble Offspring of David, and how the angel addressed him to remind him of that lineage. As we all know, Joseph was very well versed in scripture and in the teachings of the church, and to be reminded that he was an offspring of King David here, and that he was the direct lineage for Jesus to follow. So a great reflection and great insight as we build another day in our 33 days to our consecration to Saint Joseph. So these are the wonders of our spiritual father that I enjoy reviewing. And I almost forgot. Oh, I almost forgot. How could I forget the Litany of St. Joseph? So let me jump back to this because I do not want to forget this today. And then we'll close out today and head on our way. So coming back to the Litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Trinity. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph most just, pray for us. Joseph most chaste, pray for us. Joseph most prudent, pray for us. Joseph most courageous, pray for us. Joseph most obedient, pray for us. Joseph most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Okay, and now this closes out day 9. And I also realized I think my mic went out on the first half of the reading today, so I apologize for that, and I'm glad I was able to at least recapture that, but we'll try and iron out all the rest of the technical glitches tomorrow. But until then, thank you again for praying along and listening, and I'm really looking forward to entering into day 10 tomorrow, which will be Light of Patriarchs. So we have that to look forward to tomorrow, and until then, thanks again, and have a great day today.